Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
They say there are two sides to every story.
Yes.
Yeah. And I believe that to be true, especially in this case. There are two completely opposite sides to the story.
Okay.
You got the good side.
Right.
You got the bad side.
Right.
And you got the K92 Morning Thang right here in the middle.
All
Monica,
right.
Zach, Antoine. And Monica broadcasting live from the She Shed. I do believe you are, in fact, mm-hmm. in the middle on this story. Because there are two sides, but neither side really involves you.
Hmm.
Okay.
So you can be an observer to both sides. The story involves Antoine and me.
All right.
I'm Zach. I'm Zach, right? No, still
yes.
checking. Okay. Mm-hmm. Me and Zach. And the
You said me and Zach.
Right.
Antoine
me,
and Zach.
Antoine.
You said me and Zach.
Who's Zach? Is that me? Who's in the middle again?
All right, Monica's in the middle.
What day is it?
Between the two of us.
Okay.
And the topic is running. And going for a run. Uh-huh. And there are two sides to this story because, oh my goodness, Antoine is just man about town having a great old time.
Right.
He's just running through the neighborhood. He's Vinton's Forrest Gump. Meanwhile,
I hated everything.
I hate it.
I mean, it was just awful.
Everything
awful.
I do. Awful. 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 Hate it. Mm-hmm. Hate it. Hate it.
I've been enjoying it.
How?
I've been meeting new people. I've met so many because, like, my
neighborhood. We're not supposed to be meeting people. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, I mean, we're not within 6 feet of each other. But, like, my neighborhood is, like, so big. So, like, I'm running through, like, the new places being built and all of that. So, mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, how you doing? My name's Antoine. Oh, nice to meet you, Sharon. All right. Good to meet you, Charles.
Wait, so you're running and you're shouting out to people, hi, I'm Antoine.
Yes, well, my run has intervals of walking. Like, you run for, like, five minutes, and you walk for, like, a minute.
Right.
And so, in that minute, if I walk past somebody who's outside, I will wave and speak.
Okay, now, I'm going to go to the middle to check with Monica on this. Does that seem normal to you? If Antoine's running through your neighborhood, this smiling man over here going, hi, I'm Antoine! Hi! How you feeling on that?
I'm like, well, bless his heart. He's all right.
He has a runner's high right now.
Something.
He does.
This runner's high, that's the thing for me. And you can weigh in at 52353. That's the text. The runner's high. I've always heard that story. Oh, man. You start running and it's just, oh, you just don't want to stop.
Euphoria.
Yeah, and I came back from a run yesterday, and my neighbor's parents had driven by to do a little drive-by hello. So when they stopped in the middle of the street, he said, oh, how was your run? He said, man, I used to love running. I always get that runner's high. And I said, is there a runner's low? Because I feel like I get the – is there – I mean, if there's a high, again, two sides to every story. I feel like I'm getting the low, Monica.
Yeah, I guess I'm with Zach because I have never found – I tried to look for and try to find that feeling. I want that runner's mm-mm. high, but I've never been able
– I felt like a fool the whole time.
I don't know.
I felt the way Antoine should feel with the way he's behaving through his neighborhood, but he doesn't. Just running up and down the streets like a moron. My streets are very hilly in one direction if you go up, down, up, down. So you kind of have to go side to side. And so you go up and down the same, like, four or five streets. And I passed the same woman four times who was pushing her kid in a stroller. I felt stupid. Just stupid. Right? And it was not, hi, I'm Antoine. Hi, nice to see you again. Just dumb.
You got to run by and be like, see you again. Ugh. Be back in a second.
I don't want to. Actually.
And you point at it, give her a wink and a gun. You got to do that. Make it fun.
I don't want.
Maybe your playlist is wrong. Maybe your playlist isn't the one to give you that euphoria.
You don't think so? I don't know. I think it's pretty good. I mean, we're going to have to dive into individual
songs.
What were
songs you running
here.
To?
I was good stuff.
Oh, he doesn't want to admit
it.
Loud rap music.
Do you have Luda?
Do I have what?
Luda.
Some Ludacris?
Oh, yeah. Yep. There's some Ludacris on there.
Okay.
I don't know. It's a good list. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that's going to make sense right now. But no, the list is on. The activity is what sucks. I don't like it.
I hated everything. I mean, it was just awful. Awful.
You get that nice sweat. Oh, it's so nice.
Can we just, all right, let's just band together. Let's keep everything closed except for me to go to the gym and get a haircut. Those are the two things.
Your two essential places you need to be open. The
right.
gym and the barbershop.
And because I care about everyone's safety, it's only for me. The rest of you still can't go.
It wouldn't be safe for everybody else to
exactly.
show up.
I don't, trust me, I don't want it to be that way. I want to share, but I have to make that sacrifice for your health.
You are a bigger person than the rest of us.
Oh, I am. I give so much it hurts sometimes. I tell you what. Good morning, Thang in the house. Monica, what's coming up in the Diamond of the Day?
Well, another thing that people are dealing with, if you have pets, how to take care of your pets during quarantine, and some nice little hacks to do so.
Some pet hacks. We like that. Also, I think there are too many lies that we are being told in all of this. We're getting duped into stuff. So I'm going to try to sort through some of the lies, because they're telling you now, oh, this is what's in shortage at the grocery store and you need to run out and buy it. They're liars. I will explain. That's on the way in the Scoopla thing. Oh, hey!
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
Well, this one woman, she is getting credit for her pet hack, I guess you could call it, because, you know, with pets at home, you're thinking, oh, I have a dog that needs to be groomed, a dog that needs a haircut or nails done and stuff like that. So that all goes into taking care of your pet.
Sure.
Especially your little pup. Well, she says that, I can't get my dog to sit still so I can just trim his nails.
Okay.
What can I do?
Yeah.
Well, she decides to take plastic wrap and wrap it around her forehead along with a smear of peanut butter, and her dog sits there and licks the peanut butter while she cuts the dog's nails. So people are loving her hack. It worked.
To occupy the dog.
Wow.
And just lick on your forehead for a couple minutes.
I guess it makes sense.
Yeah.
If it works.
That's right.
Yeah, if it works. If it doesn't,
works.
Hey, you know what? I guess if nothing else, you're home by yourself, so no one can see you do this thing. And yikes.
Well, she did put it on. She shared her video, and it was. Oh, yes.
Even if she didn't record it, the dog's probably like, well, I mean, I guess I'll lick your face. Yeah.
That's one of those ones where I think even if you do it just you and the dog, and you think, okay, no one knows. There is a level of shame that you both experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's there.
The dog's like, and you're like, yep.
The dog can't talk, but you can see it in their face.
The pup was a little hesitant at first.
It's peanut butter, I guess.
This is not my usual bowl. Yeah. This is your head.
This is weird.
But okay.
Is this a thing now?
Yeah. You know, speaking of haircuts and dog grooming and stuff, the dog groomer is still open. You can go, you know, to get your dog groomed. People, you can't get them groomed
but,
right now.
But I think a lot of people just are trying not to do anything.
Well,
they don't have to.
And I say that, but I don't think it's not that easy, and it's not like you can go to every single place. And of course, you are. You're trying to cut corners.
Right.
You're trying to save money. You're trying to do whatever. The nails are so annoying, too, because they do. They fight you every step of the way, and you got that little clipper, and
you got
to get it right on that line, and if you go over that, there's problems all over the place. So there you go, guys. Just smear a little peanut butter on your forehead.
And video it.
Of course, so we can shame you for the rest of your life. Be like, Mommy, what did you do during the coronavirus?
I just took matters into my own hands.
Got my forehead licked.
Exactly.
Right.
I was a dog groomer. That's what it was. All right, Monica, you're going to have to forgive us because me and Antoine have found something.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Antoine and I are thoroughly distracted because we found live sports and we're watching it.
Oh, my
Victory.
Gosh.
Yep. I'm watching basketball right now. It's live in Taiwan. And we're watching, what is it?
Oh.
Yeah, the Yulon Luxgen are taking on my new favorite team, Taiwan Beer.
That's what I have money on.
Here we go, beer.
Yes.
Wow. And beer's losing 73-67, Antoine. There's only 7 minutes left in this game. This is real sports. This is exciting.
We need to hurry up and play some more music so we can watch the end of this.
I know.
Finally.
And the beauty is for the time, whatever time it is in China, all the games start at about 5 o'clock in the morning. So it's just, we're going to start tailgating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yep.
I'm on board.
Yep. We were just watching. There's a baseball game that was
on. Have your favorite players?
Yeah. There was a brawl yesterday in the baseball game.
Yeah.
The Rakuten Monkeys and the other team. I don't know who. The Fubon Guardians.
I'm going with the Guardians.
Stupid. The Guardians is the one. Those are the jerks.
Well,
the Guardians are the jerks.
Hey, he was crowding the plate. You got to get him off the plate.
Crowding the plate. This is what it's come to, Monica.
This is what we're doing.
But yes, in case you're curious,
well, you know what?
11
whatever
sports
makes you
Taiwan.
Feel good, though.
Yeah, 11 sports
makes
Taiwan.
You feel good.
There's English versions of the broadcast, and there's Chinese versions. It's hard to find the English ones, but we were watching baseball, and it was in English, so that worked out well. So in the Scoopla, we're being lied to. We are being lied to.
I don't want
about
to be lied
what
to.
Now?
I'm starting to get on this conspiracy theory of supply and demand.
Okay.
And I believe we're being duped into just paying a ton of money for things like paper towels and toilet paper and stuff. Now, I told you, I went to the store the other day, $12 for paper towels. When's the last time you paid $12
I've
for
never
paper
done
towels?
That.
Yeah.
Never.
Again, they didn't even have the regular price tag that's got the barcode and stuff. It was a Sharpie. They had written it because, you know, the, I don't know, the numbers didn't go that high before. So I feel like it's one of these things where now we're going to start being told, oh, certain things, there's a shortage. So you got to run out and buy dot, dot, dot. And today the lie is that it's pizza. They're running out of pizza.
Pizza.
No, they can't be running out of pizza.
We're running out of pizza, really?
No, we're not running out of pizza. I don't care what they say. They're saying America's running out of frozen pizza because everyone's buying it, blah, blah, blah. And yes, sales are
I think we're
up.
Good.
Because frozen pizza sales are up by almost 200% since everything began.
Yeah.
But, I mean, even in the article, it says America is running out of frozen pizza, and here's where you can order some. And it's to some fancy pizza place where all the pizzas are like $65 to be shipped to your house.
So, obviously,
that's a scam.
If there's a link for us to order some,
right.
We're not running out of it then.
No. This is it. We're being duped into paying more money on everything. Yes, Monica.
If we're running out of pizza, like, Mike, you just go ahead and get some dough and make your own pizza.
Right.
I mean, it's not that... No.
Exactly.
It's good. We're good.
Which is why we're not running out of it, so don't buy into it. And that's... it's. I always go back to the time they said we were going to have a shortage of sriracha, the hot sauce. And I went to the store, and the normal-sized bottle
the little bottles.
Said unavailable. And then they had about 20 of the larger bottles that cost $8. All those were available.
Yeah, just open a big bottle and pour it in a little bottle.
Yeah.
Makes
Scam.
Sense.
Scam. So don't listen. They're going to tell you everything's in shortage. And now it's the same thing like when Amazon yesterday said, oh, we're not going to do Prime Day because it would just be insensitive. Oh, making us pay full price is sensitivity? Thank you. Appreciate it. The toilet paper scams are still rolling. If you're trying to buy toilet paper online, don't fall. For this scam that's going down is you buy whatever it is, you pay $15 for the rolls, and then they show up at your house and they're mini doll rolls.
What? Hold on. What do you mean mini doll?
Like that is wrong.
Like for a dollhouse, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Or they're, you know, a third of the size that you normally would get it. You have to watch. I had a friend that bought hand sanitizer online. It was like $8 a bottle, and it was this teeny tiny little 1 ounce thing.
They got you.
Yeah, they got you.
Whoa.
Yeah, because you got to pay attention to all that stuff. And what I can't figure out of all these things is where were these mini weird rolls before all this started? Like, I never saw these things before.
They were in the dollhouse.
Exactly. Where was Brad's house of teepee before all this stuff? And now that's all we have. So don't give in to the hype, because that's what happens now. We're in the middle of the hype machine on everything. So don't believe the hype on anything.
Don't rush out and buy all this stuff.
So, all right, we got to go. Antoine and I have baseball to watch. We'll see you,
thank
Monica.
You.
Have a nice day.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You can play the Liars Club next. It's a game. Don't care. I don't even like basketball, very excited about this. So Liars Club is next with somebody on the show laughed at for practicing good hygiene or germ manners or whatever. Just straight up laughed at. Also, somebody else got punished for laughing at a member of the K92 Morning Thing. Justice will be served next. How dare someone lie to you first thing in the morning on a Tuesday?
Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and we're going to have so much fun today in my Liars Club. Lying is like origami. It has many folds like a swan. It's my Martha Stewart Liars Club.
Two of us are telling the truth. One of us is a liar. Is it me? Zach was laughed at the drive-thru.
I, Monica, got punished for laughing at Antoine.
I, Antoine, am quitting all group chats.
So people have been texting in to 52353 who they think is the liar. The overwhelming text response is that Monica Brooks is the liar. Nicole from Shawsville, very accusatory. Monica is a liar. Not even just on this thing. Just you're a liar in general. Well,
oh,
here to
God.
Report. Monica. Nope. Monica, you were punished for laughing.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah,
It was last week when Antoine was talking about how he ordered at the wrong restaurant. Like, you know, there's two Farmergases. There's one in Grand and one in Benton.
Mm-hmm.
And you ordered at the wrong location.
Uh-huh.
Well, I laughed at you. I laughed so hard, right? Well, it was Friday where I was like, oh, Farmergases sounds good.
Oh, sure.
All right, let's order that for dinner.
Yeah, why not?
Well, I order it, and then I go to pick it up, and I called the wrong location. So we made a family field trip to Vinton.
Come on over.
The family drive.
You're gonna learn one of these days to stop laughing at me. Because the last time you laughed at me is because I hurt myself, and then you hurt yourself not too long after. You're gonna learn your lesson at some point.
Oh, shoot.
Do you think she will learn her lesson?
No, she's not.
No, she'll never learn her lesson.
I won't.
Antoine, I understand. No. You've been working with Monica now for a year.
Yes.
So you think there's hope.
I've been working
for a decade.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Well, my fingers got crossed so long they stayed that way. I had to peel them off and they look like claws. So no, she ain't learned. They need to put a two at the end of one of those places. That's why I never screw up Cafe Asia.
Yeah,
two.
Because there's one that's on Orange Avenue and then two over here. Like, it makes sense.
Like, Dos Burguesa or something. Just come on. All right. Is it me or is it Antoine who is the liar? Nobody thinks I'm lying. And
correct.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm telling the truth. Straight up laughed at.
Well, because we were like, Zach probably did something worth laughing at him about.
I was being helpful.
What did you do?
I went to Dunkin' Donuts on Sunday morning and thought I would just treat the kiddos to a surprise donut.
Oh, that's precious.
I was out doing some grocery shopping. I said, I'll hit the thing. I'll be dad of the day or whatever it is. I'm going to get you two donuts. Fine. So they do the two donuts. It was $2.36, which, you know what? I actually had $2.36
cash. That's magic in itself right there.
Right. So I say, you know what? I'm going to pay in cash, but I know the way people are with cash and everything. And I had used a wipe because I had just come from the grocery store. So I had wiped down my car and my hands and everything. So I wiped the money down, the coins and the dollar and everything. So when I got up to the front,
what's wrong with that?
I told the girl too.
Looked stupid.
Well, I looked stupid because I said, hey, and just so you know, I wiped it down for you. And she just laughed. I'm like, fine, I won't.
She's like, this clean, quote unquote, clean money is going in this drawer of all this dirty money. Yeah. So it makes no difference.
Well, it was just, it was for the benefit
of her hands.
I don't
care. No shame in the game because I got some air spray. Supposed to, like, just spray, sanitize your air. Squirt. I will not hesitate to just squirt it right in front of somebody.
Are you squirting it on money?
Yeah, I don't.
But you haven't done it. That's the point.
But are you squirting it on
I haven't,
on
but
their
I will.
Air? That would be the other question.
Yeah,
so
in
they're
their face.
Opening the drive-thru. Are you giving them a squirt before you get your stuff?
I will.
You will.
I haven't been to the drive-thru lately, but I will use it.
Okay, fair enough. Well, there were a couple of people that thought Antoine was the liar, and they were in fact...
Correct.
He is the liar.
I'm a people person. They know I'm not quitting all my group chats.
I thought he's adding more.
In fact, I just got a new one this weekend. So excited with my Virginia Tech friends.
Exhausting.
I got a text on, I think it was Saturday. It was either Saturday or Sunday. It was like, hey, so me and the rest of the guys were talking, and... would you be interested in being part of our group chat? And I was like, sure.
But you get invited into the group.
Add me.
Look, I know.
Add me into there.
How's it going?
New friends.
See, and then I'm the exact opposite because I have a couple friends. We're gonna try to do a little live chat for the NFL draft.
You know,
hang out and talk for a little while. So my friend who's setting it up wanted to just do a test run last night. So we did the test run. And I'm not lying. After about a minute, I was bored. He was like, hey.
What?
Hey. Does this work? Yep. All right, I'll see you later.
Let's go. Gonna make it.
I'm not gonna make it.
You're not gonna make it on Thursday.
No, we're not.
But the good thing is, at least the draft will be going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you won't have to necessarily leave the chat because you can watch the draft.
Right. We have something else to pay attention to, and we can hopefully just provide occasional commentary from time to time. So who the heck
knows?
You're
gonna love it.
All right, coming up, it's here's a question. So a celebrity got in hot water for doing something during all of the quarantine and the social distancing. You know, I think we're a bunch of hypocrites for yelling at this person. And also, it's a day of lasts. The last cruise and the last blockbuster. We'll explore next in the trending. Then in the Anger Diary, things I don't miss. Everybody's sad about things they missed during this.
Uh-huh.
I give them things I don't miss one bit, and I hope they never come back. We'll get into that in the Anger Diary. That's your next 20 on the Thang.
More Thang. The K92 Morning Thang. Trending top three. Number three.
Now, this is interesting, but this is also going to be stupid time for just a minute because we're going to sound dumb. Like when we talk about 3D printers.
And we just sound stupid.
Sound so stupid. Mm-hmm. Did you see oil prices yesterday?
I did not.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Monica, you did see this. So oil prices, Antoine, in the United States reached negative $30 a barrel yesterday.
Wow. Yep.
Yes.
Like you lost money if you have a barrel of oil.
Right. So I guess to sell a barrel of oil, you had to pay someone $30 to take it. Which again, so I'm thinking to myself, fine, I would like to order 1 million barrels of oil, please. You know, send it my way. Uh-huh. I appreciate it. But there's no, where do you put it? That's the problem.
Right.
So I guess that's what it is because the people who buy it the demand has been so down that they got nowhere to put it. So they're not even buying it. But again, couldn't you just say, look, I would like 1 million barrels. Give me my money. I'll come pick it up later. And then I just won't go pick it up, you know?
Oh,
what?
That's going to be an inconvenience.
I don't know. All right, fine. I'll just buy 100 barrels. Like, there's got to be a field somewhere I can just put these things. Right, Monica?
Well, maybe. Has to be there somewhere.
And then what do you do with it? You can't just leave it in the field forever.
Wait.
No, I leave it in the field for a while until the price becomes even
just
positive $30. I'll sell it back. I don't need to wait super long. Shoot, $10. As soon as it gets to $20, here you go. Bunch of oil in the field. Who wants it? No, come on.
Shame.
Just you can come fill up your lawnmower. It'll be Zach's House of Lawnmower filling.
Shame.
No, you know, actually, no, this will not be shame. Don't you shake your head at me. I will do good with this.
All right,
so I'm going to order my barrels, so I'm going to get paid.
And you get the money.
And then I'll have a field.
Yes.
And then in the field, you can bring your lawnmower and you can fill it up for free. See?
Shame.
How is that
shame?
I'm helping the economy. Look, it's $0 for gas as opposed to everybody else who's charging $12 for paper towels. You're welcome.
But gas is pretty much free right now.
And I know you're probably going to tell me it's crude oil and I got to figure out how to, you know, refine
it. I wasn't
going to
say that, but yeah, I was thinking that.
Well, you know what? Shut up.
Number two.
So I don't really know how to feel at this point with what we're doing with social distancing and quarantining and all that stuff. Uh-huh. Now, I get it. You want to be careful. I understand not being in big groups and things like that. But actor Josh Brolin is getting raked over the coals on Thanos. They're yelling at Thanos. Why? Because he brought his son to see their grandparents who live next door. They live next door.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And like, how dare you? You didn't practice social distancing. I'm like, if your parents live next door and neither of y'all are going anywhere, who cares?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess Josh Brolin, if he's left the house at all, then it is. There's a risk. There's a risk there.
Well, of course there's a risk.
Yeah,
but you know,
I mean, because there's people that don't have symptoms, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know. There is always a risk.
It's a risk.
I mean, I leave the house every day to come to the radio station. My mother-in-law happens to be living with us right now because of all this, and she is trapped in mid-thing. How is that any different than if she lived next door?
Because at least if she lived next door, you guys could open a window and just talk to each other, and the kids could wave to grandma and stuff.
Yeah, and this is where I'm struggling. It's like I was sitting out of my front yard yesterday, and I'm just sitting there, and a couple of kids they're scootering up and down the street together. I'm thinking, all right, like, are we just, am I supposed to shut that down? Like, do we really care? We've all been hanging out just here. No one's going anywhere. So I don't know.
It's a lot.
I don't know.
And it's here and it's not New York City. I don't know what to do.
Do what's best for you.
I don't know what's best, though. That's the problem. Monica, what's best?
I just don't. Like, I mean, my neighbors, one is expecting a baby soon. So, I just don't.
Yeah, I just don't know.
I say hello and it's more so... Yeah, I just don't.
And then the other thing is, like, everybody real quick to rail on some celebrity, and I promise you they're walking too close to somebody.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Number one.
Okay, it's two different lasts. They're calling it the last cruise ship on Earth because there's one left.
Okay.
That's been out at sea since January.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, so they
get your money's worth, I guess.
Well, yeah, because what happened is they were out there, and it was some big, long cruise, I guess one that does Atlantic and Pacific and all that stuff. So when the coronavirus dropped, no one on the boat had any kind of symptoms, and no doc would take them. So they've just been tooling around in the ocean for the last month hanging out on this cruise
gracious.
Ship. I mean, there's one guy on here, this dude, Carlos Paya, says it's been a stroke of good luck because they don't have to quarantine. They're not social distancing. They're hanging out on a cruise
ship. They're still having a casino. They're partying with the music, karaoke every night.
It's like getting trapped in Disney World.
It's not the worst thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so they're finally coming home, though. And some people are excited about it. Like, some people have been petitioning to get off this boat. And other people are like, no, just don't.
Wait until it's over.
You want to stay on the boat?
I would stay on the boat. I'd be like, yo, just stop and get some gas and some food. Put that in some sort of tank that we tested all the time. And otherwise, just keep me on this boat until we're done with all this stuff.
The safest place on Earth.
So that's the last cruise ship. Also, the last Blockbuster Video on Earth is doing everything they can to try to survive this whole thing. It's in Oregon.
How?
they're going to do curbside. You can come get your movies.
We've had lots of people calling, lots of people asking, hey, when can you open back up? There's a lot of people still in the community that don't have streaming, that don't have the, you know, ability to have cable and whatnot, especially now with everybody being laid off and everybody being so much more cautious about how they're spending. And so we're trying to, you know, find a way to get the doors open back up. And that's why I said we've spent the last several weeks cleaning and getting things ready so we can maintain that social distancing.
Yeah, they're trying.
Huh. Yes.
I spent $4 to rent Beetlejuice the other day. I was mad.
Oh, I was going to say, you went to a Blockbuster, but no streaming.
No, just streaming. Well, I was
For Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
It's not worth it.
I mean, I spent $4.49 for Birds of Prey.
Okay.
So, I mean, that was good. That was all right. It wasn't Beetlejuice.
I debate it, though, because it's, you know, we watch it, and I thought it was $3.99. It's $9.99. I could just buy it and just have it all the time. But when am I ever going to watch it again?
You're never going to watch that again.
No, we did. It was actually, it was a good family movie to watch with the kids.
One time.
Yeah, it was funny. They liked it. They enjoyed it. Only one F word. So, you know, you watch out for that. But hey, you know, they hear Dad say it all the time. It doesn't really matter.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth. According to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's Anger Diary.
Dear Diary, you know what? Let's try to be positive here for a second, shall we? Because right now we're spending all our time lamenting the things we miss and can't do. Now, don't get me wrong. This guy wants to go to a dang restaurant and have a bunch of friends over for a cookout. But instead of thinking about that and feeling sad, I'm going to actually touch on some of the things I don't miss since all of this mess went down. First, music festivals. And if you're thinking to yourself, music festivals? But music festivals are awesome! Then you have fallen into their trap. Music festivals have tricked you into thinking they are good when they are, in fact, a big steaming pile. Look, I love live music, and I love going to concerts, but what music festivals do is take all the good things about a concert, destroy them, and leave you with just the bad things. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, they sit here and try to trick you. Hey, look at this! You get to see 50 different bands all at the same show! No, you don't. Because six bands are playing at the same time on six different stages that are 37 miles away from each other. Sorry if those are the six bands you like the best. Good luck picking your favorite. And speaking of your favorite, if there's a band that you really want to see, well, then you got to stake out a spot well in advance, which means you got to miss three other bands that you kind of wanted to see. Otherwise, your favorite band is going to look like a tiny little flea circus because you're going to be so far away. Also, since there are 247 bands playing in one day, everybody gets about 20 minutes on stage. So sure, you got to see your favorite band for about the time it takes to eat lunch at a Chipotle. Woohoo! Oh, and let's not forget, you got to pay $400 for this ticket, which totally didn't include parking. Then you get to eat all your meals at the festival, where a hot dog on a stick is going to run you $14. And since it's probably summer, it's 97 degrees, and you're out in a giant field with no shade, and some sweaty guy won't stop rubbing up against you. Yup, hooray music festivals. Don't fall for the trap. Buy tickets to the artist you love when it's their show. And watch these stupid festivals on YouTube. Yep. Trust me, you'll thank me forever. Here's another thing I don't miss. Handshakes, hugs, and greetings in general. Now, don't get me wrong. If I see a close friend or family, I'm all about a nice handshake or a bro hug or whatever. But for our general day-to-day greetings, I am totally cool with never touching each other again. Because what always happens? You see somebody, they give you a hug, and then they're like,
yeah, my whole family had the stomach bug last week. It was crazy.
Oh, awesome. Thank you for rubbing your nasty cooties all over me before telling me this. Here's a simple fact. People are gross. Not all people, but too many people. Plus, you never know deep down who's gross and who's not. They may look all clean and cute, but then, when nobody's looking, they wipe their nose on their sleeve and put their hands all over the escalators at the mall. So yeah, I'm good with this whole new world of elbow taps or finger guns or whatever. Adios, handshake. Till next time, diary, I say goodbye.
Not everything that's gone away is bad.
No.
I'll miss.
There are things that now that it's not there, you're like, you know what? My life's a little bit more smooth right now.
Yeah, I mean, someone they text in 52353 is I do not miss driving on 81 5 days a week. Somebody else, traffic, same thing.
Yeah, traffic, like you look at these streets. It's like bare, like just tumbleweeds and stuff.
The traffic person, they go the extra mile, Monica. They say, I don't miss the traffic. The non-essential peons were holding things up.
Those peasants.
Oh, gosh.
Those peasants that don't have to be aware. No.
Those of us that are that important, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, hey, some things being gone is fine, right, Monica?
Well, I mean, I miss the kids going to school, you know, plus they need to get their education and stuff, but I do not miss the car line.
Oh, yeah, the car line.
That
yes.
True.
Carline is.
Yeah, that carline.
Awful. It's
ridiculous.
The carline's rough because you're just sitting there and you know, like you go to bed the night before knowing that you have to sit there the next day.
Right. And Antoine, the carline, because you don't have to experience it. You have to understand the carline is filled with non-essential peons. That's all it is. That's
oh, no.
The carline. Yeah, I struggle with the kids where, I mean, I am so bummed that I didn't get to coach my son in baseball this year, and it was going to be, he was on the top tier of his age group, so it was going to be a good year for him, and I really thought he was going to take a step forward, and that just sucks. But, man, I am happy I don't have to drive him anywhere. I don't got to take him to practice.
Every day.
I don't got to go to no games on Saturday morning.
He's at home.
Yeah. Don't have to take my daughter to dance, and don't have to try to figure out how to get soccer into all this, and which day is chess? Do I need to be at the bus right now? Nope.
Turn off any of that.
Nope. Done. Don't miss any of that.
Go home and take a nap.
Exactly. Nap. Let's see, we have Elizabeth on the phone. Good morning.
Can you imagine,
Elizabeth?
Though, all the parents, though, we are going to be struggling, like, when school is back in.
Oh, my God.
you know, just getting back on schedule.
We're going to be praying for snow days in September. We're like, we need time off already. Elizabeth, good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Is there something you don't miss? What do you not miss?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was listening and thinking about, I really don't miss traffic at all. Like, I had to go to the grocery store the other day, and there was, like, no one on the road. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Because you can get in and out.
And I don't like wearing masks, so I kind of miss not wearing one. But at the same time, I don't miss people's bad breath.
Yeah. Well, now they got to eat their own bad breath, which is terrible.
Like, if they're talking to you, they have the mask. Like, it's all of it's just bouncing back in their own mouth.
I know. And as someone who's having their hot breath bounce back in their own mouth, I find myself gross. I would not kiss me anymore.
Yeah, you did say that. You said that multiple times.
Ugh, I don't like it at all. Is that what you smell on me? Do I smell like that?
So, Elizabeth,
tell me
else,
the
how's,
truth.
How's the rest
know.
Of your quarantine going? Is it going well?
And
I
you
hope it
think
is.
I'm going to go to your stupid music festival. Get out of here. Text 52353. Amy in Roanoke says, I don't miss having to cancel plans because I don't really want to hang out with people in the first place.
That's a very valid one.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to worry about the stress of thinking, how am I going to get out of this? I didn't want to do it 2 months ago when I agreed.
I know a lot of people are going stir crazy in terms of like really getting together with friends and stuff. My wife is one. It's like she can't. I mean, she's like standing at the window looking at other people. And meanwhile, I'm like,
there goes friend.
Bye. Whatever. Oh, see you later. Jen and Roanoke, I don't miss sharing 7 bathroom stalls with coworkers. I'll point. It's great here, man. Antoine, you just go in the ladies room because we ain't got like any ladies
There's
are coming
nobody
in.
Here.
It's like one. And she don't come in until 8:30.
Yeah.
It's just, you don't even have to close the door around
it's
here anymore,
open.
Monica. It's great. Monica's like, I'm never coming back then.
There.
Yeah, forget it. So if
oh
there's
gosh.
Something you
don't
miss.
Mess up the ladies' room. We have a nice ladies' room.
No, you don't. It's a lie.
Yeah.
You have a bigger ladies' room and you have a chair in
you
there.
You have a chair.
But
it's
outside
nice.
Of
and a
that,
lamp.
Yeah, y'all are just as gross.
It's a little makeup chair.
No, it's a trick. It's a scam.
Uh-huh.
It's a conspiracy, Antoine, and that's going to lead us into our conspiracy theories because they put this little sitting room in the front of the ladies' room here. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do a video tour of the ladies' room. Since I can just go in there
geez.
And have free reign. Yeah, and then I'll show people.
Don't mess it up.
Yeah, but it's a dupe because they show you that nice little front area that I think they do keep clean on purpose.
It
and
looks
then
fancy.
It's just disgusting in there afterward.
Pull the curtain back.
Mm-hmm. I'll pull the curtain back. Of course, there's been no women here, so of course it's very
it's probably super nice.
Yeah, there's nothing going on in there. Conspiracy theories. Monica thinks the government is tapping her phone. Also, he's the host of Ghost Nation on the Travel Channel. They got a new season that starts tomorrow. Jason Hawes. What is is one paranormal event that sticks in his mind?
Okay.
I mean, this is a dude that's been doing it for 20 years.
Yes.
What is one moment that he can't get out of his brain? We'll get into weird stuff next. That's Trevor Daniel. He was on our Instagram yesterday, and Antoine said he is roughly 7 years old.
He's somewhere between 7 and 9.
Yeah.
Somewhere around.
He was so young.
Is he playing Roblox or something?
I don't even know.
How old is he? I'm going to look it up.
I'll find out for you.
Can people still see that?
He's probably 18.
Does it archive or anything like that? It's such a stupid question.
For 24 hours.
Okay.
He's 25 years old.
All right.
He looks 12.
He looks like a 12-year-old dressing up as Eminem Slim Shady for Halloween.
He looks like his school year got canceled early.
Yeah, well, his school year did get canceled early. Everybody did. But yeah, okay. So
I'm talking about Trevor. He's older than that. That's why I said it. It looks like he's still in school, Zach.
Yeah. No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Is everybody's school got canceled? But
he's not actually in school.
No,
so
I think he is. No, he is. No, the joke is he is.
I don't know.
I screwed up. I got the joke. I didn't help in the right way.
Okay, maybe that's what it is.
Trevor Daniel is still available on our Instagram. If you are interested and you want to watch the whole thing go down, you can totally do that. Stay at home. Happy hour is coming at 8 o'clock. They say it takes 13 minutes of good music to put you in a good mood from a bad mood.
Yes.
I also saw that music helps boost your immune system, where I'm pretty sure we all want that to happen. So we're going to help keep you alive at 8 o'clock right here with the Stay at Home Happy Hour. Now, conspiracy theories and paranormal activities here on the K92 Morning Thing. Mostly so I can just talk like this.
This is your favorite voice, I think.
I would like that side job. I want to be one of those guys that does those...
The narration of it?
Yeah, I think I can do that. I'm sorry. I'll start again. Here it is. Trevor Daniel was a young 12-year-old boy. His schooling was cut short by the coronavirus. Or was it?
And then the intro and all that. Perfect.
Trevor is, in fact, 47 years old.
Yeah, see? I can do this. I got it.
Monica, you have lost your mind once again. Who knew it was possible to lose your mind almost on a weekly basis? But she is convinced that the government is tapping her phone. I mean, I'm convinced the government's tapping all of our phones. I've come to grips with it.
Yeah, they
are. Okay. So why you, though, and what's different?
They are. I don't know. My phone has been really off. I don't know. Maybe other people out there have been experiencing their phone just glowing for no reason, like in the middle of the night, or just like when you're having a conversation, all of a sudden it goes from black screen to just glowing.
She woke up making weird noises. In the middle of the night.
Yeah.
To a glowing phone.
Or having a conversation. And I was having a conversation with a friend, and I could hear another phone ringing like while we're having a conversation.
What?
Like someone's dialing.
Are you sure that's not just, you know, your old ears? Do you have tinnitus? Is that what this is?
I'm positive.
Is your hearing
bad? Hearing in my left. I'm positive. And I was like, why is the phone ringing? Like, yeah, it was just weird things happening.
And what were you saying about, was it your keys or were you implying the keyboard on your phone? You said something about your keys making weird noises.
Oh, my keyboard. Oh, yeah. Because I was like texting on my phone and then the buttons started to make their own noise, like a different sound I never heard before. And so I was like, oh, the government's listening. So I started talking to the phone. I was like, hello, government. How are you today? Yeah, I was, and I know it's crazy, but whatever. I know they listen to everything.
Well, speaking of keys, as a kid, and I'm still not sure I don't believe this, I always thought, like, when you would go get a key made, they kept a record of what that key was, too, whether it was a car key or a house key, and the government has
the key.
The key to every one of our house. Anytime you make a copy of your key, they keep that original.
Well, Antoine, I have good news and I have bad news. The good news is they're not keeping a copy of your key. The bad news is they have this tank that can just drive it over your house.
right through the door.
They want to get through your door.
Yeah.
Government don't need keys.
But if they want to sneak in to put bugs in your fire alarm, I mean your smoke detector, they want to use a key. They don't want
really
to use
don't.
The tank.
I it's funny because I'm someone who believes in freedom and you know having your rights and all that stuff, but I just really don't care about any of that stuff. I don't know. I'm not a terrorist, and I'm not up to badness, so I don't really care.
Your conspiracy theories are around Chick-fil-A.
They are. Exactly.
That's what you want to waste your time conspiring about.
See, waste my time. That's what
they want to know every detail.
I don't care. They can know every detail. It's pathetic. I you know what? I don't care. I'm good to go. There's nothing.
You're worried about Chick-fil-A.
I am. That, and see, that's what it is they try to distract you. I think they distract you from the real conspiracies, like how Chick-fil-A tries to kill people in the parking lot just to save them so they can get good press out of
it. Next thing you'll say, there's a ghost at Chick-fil-A. That's what you'll say. There are ghosts like serving food and things like that. That'd be something you'll come up with.
I don't know.
I could see it.
Actually, you know what it is? It's like, it's all of the heaven's angels are serving food at Chick-fil-A. Hey, there's goofy conspiracy theories. You can text in to 52353 if you want. Also, we have It's Ghost Nation is the show. It returns tomorrow. Super nice guy, Jason Hawes. What is one event that sticks in his brain? I mean, this is a dude who's been doing paranormal activities for 20 years. Let's just say it ends with somebody losing a finger. So we'll get into that next. On the K92 Morning Thing, Monica Brooks believes the government is spying on her phone. Now, I believe
they're listening to everything.
Yes, the government is spying on everybody's phone, but Monica believes they are extra interested in her for some reason.
I can't imagine why.
Well, she says that her keyboard is making funny noises. Can you, please describe the noise. How is it different?
When you're texting, you usually, you know, have a little click, 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 click. It was like a like it was almost like an alert. It was weird.
Antoine.
But it went away.
I'm starting to worry that Monica needs to get out of the house. I think she's going crazy.
She's just hearing sounds. I'm more concerned about...
Well, I have a witness. Jared's my witness.
Nope, don't believe him. He's held under duress.
It is.
Yeah, that doesn't hold up in court.
I saw him blink twice. I think he's been kidnapped. I don't know.
Oh, man. That would not hold up in court.
Now, Monica, here's an alternate theory via text at 52353. Monica, they say your phone could have been hacked by hackers.
Hacked
by hackers.
I believe your phone could have been hacked by
that one.
I know it did. See, and it's just that's one where you feel like you get all people get all uppity. Don't stereotype me. Just because I'm a hacker doesn't mean I hack things. Oh yeah,
you don't, huh?
How about that?
And Hendrix just said, "What's a hacker?"
That's what the hackers would tell him to say. So Jason Hawes, I liked Ghost Hunters when it was on back in the day.
Yes.
And Ghost Nation is the new show. And what's kind of cool about what they do is they go in to just to really try to get down to the facts. I don't want to say they go into disprove, but they do. They go into disprove because you get a lot of these other psychics or weird shows, and the minute there's just one breath of cold air, they're like, there's our evidence. We're done. We'll see you later.
A curtain blows.
Right. They want to get to the bottom of everything. So Jason was talking about the season premiere tomorrow and how police get involved.
First case was so interesting. It was in Biglerville, Pennsylvania, and we figured we're going to go down there for a week and help out these great recently married couple, Steve and Glenda, and try to figure out their problem. We figured it would be easy. Went down there. It ended up turning into 2+ weeks that we were there. Police were involved, cadaver dogs, an active crime scene, and the list went on and on. And it was just far more than we had anticipated. So we had to make it a 2-hour season premiere.
And the twist at the end? Monica's backyard is the house.
Ooh.
I know. If you want to get the full interview, it's Carol Baskins. There's a bunch of tigers there. The full interview is on our podcast. We talked to Jason for about 12 minutes, and this is one of the interesting things because I thought this is a dude that's, you feel like he's seen it all.
Yes.
Okay? He's done a bunch of wacky stuff. He's gone all around the world. He's one of the leading paranormal investigators. So I thought it was an interesting question of, is there one event that just sticks in your mind? Like you can't shake it out of your memory. What is that one?
We were sent by a religious, the church up to investigate so-called demonic haunting. Now, 99.9% of those have nothing to do with the paranormal. It's usually a very over-religious or whatever individuals. But and we got into this house and we were stuck there for 4 days because we got hit by a blizzard while we were there, while we were trying to wait for the archbishop to actually come up to the property. And that was, it was an insane location with incredible activity. I mean, well, the father lost his finger right in front of us because the door closed on it while we were talking.
Okay.
And things like that. So it became a terrifying scenario to be in. But so, yeah, cases like that, of course.
Yeah, I'd remember that one. That, you know, hey, yeah. Antoine, remember the day the guy's finger got chopped off at work? Yeah, I would totally remember.
And then it wasn't just us, but I had New York Times bestselling author Jody Picoult with us, who was working on a book as well. And it was just, it was insane, the kind of things that were going on. And that's one of those cases that you're like, hey, I'm sorry I brought you to this one to write your book.
Meanwhile, she's like, I'm not. The guy's finger got chopped off. I'm cool.
No. Oh.
Ghost
well, I
Nation.
Imagine.
It's tomorrow night on Travel Channel, 2-hour special. I watched part of it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it sucked me in.
Yeah.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
So Idris Elba, he's doing well, the actor. He's doing well after he and his wife both, they had coronavirus.
Was he ever sick, or did he just have the coronavirus? I can't remember if he got sick at all. Doesn't seem like he did.
I think he had like mild symptoms, yeah, because he posted a video with his wife and stuff, and you know, and they seemed okay, but of course you could tell, I don't know, you know, yeah, he didn't really complain about a lot of aches and stuff like other people, but I don't know, so I assume mild symptoms. Mm-hmm. Well, now he's doing his best to raise money for the Corona Relief Fund, and he also is saying, I don't know how I feel about him saying this, but he says that he thinks that we need to take a yearly week off to remember this pandemic.
I feel fine with that.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, but I think it's just too soon to say it. Because we're still in it, you know?
Yeah.
I think he's thinking like, all right, I had it, I feel better, and I want to raise money, but let's talk about just taking a week off.
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. Every employer is like, now we don't think so. You have plenty of vacation.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think about it. I have that positive outlook, so we're going to get past it. So next year, when we're back to our regular, normal, busy schedule, everybody gets a week off. You just stay at home for a week.
Mm-hmm. I'm on board.
Way to go, Idris.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Some people wanted to be the next James Bond. We
handsome
appreciate
and
you.
Smart.
Yes, that's good. The man's a genius. Don't try to squash his genius. Well, I'm going to tell you that right now.
No, I'm not. I'm okay with it. I just think he could just wait a little bit longer.
Wait a
while. He's already had it, been through it, and
Talk about it later. I figured what he was going to say is, since he's already, you know, been through it and now he's got the antibodies, he's probably like, you know what we need to do is this herd thing. Let's just have everybody get it.
That's why, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was expecting that.
I wouldn't
that.
Be on board with that.
Yeah, yeah. It's too soon.
We'll just take a week off.
Okay, I see you too, where your boy, what, Tom Brady?
He got in trouble. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't sit down somewhere.
So he got kicked out of a Tampa park for practicing. Because I think all the, you know, the parks and things are closed.
Mm-hmm.
But he decided, I'm Tom Brady.
Yep.
I need to get this workout in. I need to practice or whatever. So, yeah, he got caught. He got in big trouble for it.
And I am here to report that I am, in fact, the one who called the cops. Just so you know. Called the
police.
He said,
come on over here.
Your tracker. You forgot to take your tracker off since he left Tampa.
Right.
I mean, since he left New England.
You're gone. You get out of go to Tampa Bay or whatever lame phrase it is that you want. Always my son. You know,
there's been a few celebrities trying to sneak into parks and things.
Yeah,
like,
was it Andy
in
McDowell?
Paparazzi,
she
they're
got
still
busted
out there.
Too. Of course they are. They're dying to find a celebrity doing anything. They don't care. But we were Patriots fans in the house. And so my son, he's 8 years old. He's got his Tom Brady jersey on the other day. And I said, we're going to have to take that and burn it. We're going to burn that. And he said, we still have to support our quarterback. I said, like hell we do, because he ain't our quarterback. Boy, what are you talking about? I agree. What's the name of the guy that's our quarterback now? I don't know.
Stidham.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Stiddy.
I don't know.
Jared Stidham.
We don't know that yet. The season has not started. Look, Antoine, we can't be focused on football right now. You and I are watching Taiwanese basketball and baseball leagues.
Yeah, it was a close game this morning.
It was sad. I was rooting. Monica Taiwan Beer lost.
They lost by four.
Yeah, it was very unfortunate. They lost to the Dragons. I don't remember.
I don't know what they were.
Stupid jerks. That's what it was. The Beijing jerkheads. Nah. Let's see. Oh, let's go ahead and have ourselves a little bit of a party now, shall we?
Hey. WXLKHD.
It's Monday.
It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
We got a party now.
I was like, what?
It's Tuesday, Zach.
See how much better you feel now when you actually find out it's Tuesday. You're welcome. I did that for you. That's good.
Set the tone for your day. It's the stay at home happy hour on the K92 Morning Thing.
I did that on purpose.
If you say so.
Yeah, totally.
If you say so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll believe that.
Because now you're wicked happy that it's Tuesday.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. We like to party
on the weekday. See, this is what happens
Somebody enjoy 420.
I know, right?
Say what?
Somebody celebrate it.
Huh? Is this real life? What if C-A-T really spells dog?
Mm.
You know what you need? Music. You need 13 minutes of it to set the tone.
A calendar.
You feel good. Who needs a calendar anymore? Screw y'all.
Oh,
let's
man.
Go.
Let's do it. Let's do it right now. 13 minutes to get you in a good mood. That's what we do. It's the stay-at-home happy hour every morning at 8. Kick off your week like today on a Monday. Ready to roll. Or is it Tuesday? I don't know anything anymore. Moving now. We'll go way back in time. Let's shake the wall. Shake the floor. Stay at home happy hour every morning on the Thang. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Set the tone with four bangers to get you going. Now,
do you believe him or is he full of bullpucky? Angry Zach's Fact or Bullcrap. And now, here's your host, King Zach.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Angry Zach's Fact or Bullcrap. I'm your host, King Zach. Listening for Monica. The Fact or Bullcrap is a grudge match of Antoine and Monica and random tidbits. They go back and forth in the game to try to win the always coveted bragging rights here on your K92 morning.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thang. I should point out, Monica, did you know we're getting homework here in a few minutes?
Homework?
Yeah.
Yes.
Antoine is going to assign each of us a movie to watch.
Yes, you have to watch the entire movie, Monica.
And next week, we're going to report back. So we thought we'd give this a try since we're all watching a bunch of TV and movies, is we'll take turns where we recommend a movie that we love to the other two people who can then watch it and either pick it apart and destroy it or decide they like love it as well. Yeah. So I don't even know what the movie is. It's some movie from the 80s.
Yes, from 1985.
All right, we're going to find out. We're going way back in time. That's in a little bit here. But right now, we're going to play Fact or Bullcrap. Antoine versus Monica in the game. Let's go Antoine first.
Round one.
Antoine, you will go first in the game. Fact or Bullcrap is very simple. I give you a statement and you tell me if it is Fact or Bullcrap. Get it right, get a point. Get it wrong, lose the point. You're also allowed one screw. We force your opponent to answer your question instead. Here we go. Your question in round one, Fact or Bullcrap, Antoine. There are no specific laws preventing the NBA, NFL, or any other sports league from rigging their games. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Antoine.
I'm going to screw Monica.
Monica screws you right out the
gate. Out
gates.
The gate. It's a sports question.
Uh-oh.
Fact or bullcrap. What you can do with that?
Sports, I will say fact.
Sports.
You said sports.
Well, she's right.
Correct.
So kiss it, Antoine. She already got a point right there.
Sports.
Sports are a fact. Yes, I've heard of sports. Fact. Yeah, there's no specific law. Obviously, people would go cuckoo if that happened, but no law. All right, Monica, here's your question in round one. Fact or bullcrap, Monica. Part of the Great Wall of China is held together by rice. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Monica.
I'm going to say fact.
Fact is
correct.
Look at that.
The screw's coming back to haunt.
A large lead of 2-0 after one round. Yeah, I guess part of it is sticky rice, you know, like sushi rice, that kind of thing. And it's sort of the reason why it holds together so well. I guess this rice is hardened and sticky and all these
round
things.
Two.
All right, Antoine, stop stinking. You got to get a point here. I don't know if it's over or not. We'll just keep playing. I have no idea. Fact or bullcrap, Antoine. None of the members of the band, the Beach Boys, knew how to surf. Fact or bullcrap, no screwing.
None of them?
None of them. No.
The odds of that. I'm going to say bullcrap.
Correct.
I didn't like the odds.
There was one of them, just one guy. The rest of them didn't know. They met back in the 50s or whatever. They sang a bunch of songs about surfing and Surf City and Surf USA.
There's
and all
a
that.
Music video, right? Yeah. So somebody had to be in charge of that.
I don't know. It was Dennis, the one guy who knew how to surf. That was it. Okay, 2-1. Here we go, Monica. Your question in round two. Fact or bullcrap, Monica. Leonardo da Vinci invented the napkin. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Monica.
The napkin.
The napkin.
Oh, be quiet, head. He's talking about the napkin.
I love it.
He's being very supportive.
Okay, because of that, I'm going to say fact.
Fact is
correct.
Good gracious. I know. 3-1. You know, that's one of those things where I think we need to take a deeper look at Da Vinci, for example, because we sell him as a genius. But you got to understand, I feel like it was easier to invent stuff back then. The napkin.
The napkin.
I mean, come on. We got to think a lot harder now. He was just like, hey, let me wipe my face. Oh, look, it's a napkin.
You don't get full credit
that's
for
like,
that.
It's like inventing your own hand. Hey, exactly. Look, it's a hand.
My hand.
Look at that. It's got five fingers on it.
Round three.
All right, Antoine, the score is 3-1. So you have to get a point on this or the game is over. Here we go. Fact or bullcrap, and you got to answer it too. 39% of people say their diet has improved since the coronavirus. Fact or bullcrap?
39%
say their diet has gotten better.
I don't want the percentage questions. 39%, I'm going to say fact.
Is.
Oh, correct.
Yep. Yes. I think they're a bunch of liars. They're lying to themselves. They believe it to be true. 40% are eating better. I've been to the grocery store.
Yes.
There's
the
no frozen.
Didn't get, the people that didn't get a frozen pizza.
That's what it is. They've been forced to eat lettuce because there's lots of lettuce.
Lettuce sandwiches.
Pizza. Yeah, the lettuce. Yep. And there's no bread, so it's just lettuce on lettuce.
Yes.
It's low carb. Okay, Monica, you're in the lead 3-2. So you get this right, you win. You get it wrong, we go to tiebreaker. You can screw Antonio if you'd rather make him answer it instead. Fact or bullcrap, Monica. Keeping a plant on your desk at work actually stresses you out more than it calms you down, according to research. Fact, bullcrap, or screw, Monica.
Stresses you out. You know what? I'm going to say fact because you worry about water in the thing and keeping it alive.
No!
That means you're wrong.
No, it's true.
Tiebreaker.
Plant calms you down or whatever the heck it is. That's what I thought. That plant just looking at you going, don't let me die. It stressed me out.
For the comeback.
Tiebreaker is on. The first point in this game was scored by Monica.
Yes, it was.
So, Monica, you get to decide. Would you like to receive the question, or would you like to give the ultimate final Scroogey to Antoine and have him do it instead?
I'm going to give it to Antoine.
All right.
Well, that's
Antoine,
stupid.
You gave it to her to start. She gave it back to you to end. Will it bite her in the butt like it bit you in the butt?
All right, let's see.
Fact or bullcrap? 1 in 5 people think aliens are already living on Earth right now.
1 out of 5, so 20% of people.
Oh, look at you doing new math. That's cute.
All right. I'm going to say, I'm going to say fact. I'm going to say it's true. People think that.
He screwed Monica to start, and she screwed him over. She screwed him back in the end, and he screwed her back.
Correct. Yes.
That is correct. He's the winner.
I gave you a head start, and I still won.
Life comes full circle. I know. You were up big. But then failure.
Yeah.
Woo! Tremendous failure. Monica, you're just going to hang your head in shame for minutes on this, I'm sure. It's going to stick with you all day.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Antoine's going to give us a homework assignment. In the meantime, Antoine and I are just enjoying the sound effects from Monica's she shed.
He's back there fighting or something. I love it.
All Hendrix.
Hendrix got up early today.
Yep. He's very loud.
Hoo-ah! Yes. Yeah! Is he playing Xbox? Is
lots
that what
of
he's
noises.
Doing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I should say Xbox off. Oh, it didn't turn off.
Stop being mean.
I'll try later.
I'll try later.
No, it didn't work, but you just did it right there.
I'll try later.
Scientists say coronavirus can be spread through blank. Is it A, farts, B, sexy glances, or C, women's anger vibes?
I've seen the story.
Okay.
All right, and I'm going farts.
I'll wait.
Yep.
Correct.
Yep, that is correct. Now, they say your pants protect you. So unless you're not wearing pants and you're farting around a bunch of other people, then they think it's all right. But, that's...
They think.
Well, it's like wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. It's your pants mask.
They're keeping it in. Because there's particles. Yep. Every time you fart, there's actually...
And I have two masks on because I have underwear and then I have pants. So.
You're double masked up.
Right,
I am being very safe right now.
Exactly. So any man that says he doesn't wear underwear, I already said was gross in the first place.
You did say that.
Yeah, they are extra gross. So man, Antoine and a photographer.
Well, right now, you know, photographers, they can't really photograph stuff.
Photography.
Photograph stuff.
I can't photograph.
Can't really take pictures of things right now.
Nature, that's about it.
Yeah, so, but what did this one photographer get caught taking pictures of?
Okay, so he wasn't supposed to be taking pictures.
A, a secret wedding, B, people not wearing masks, or C, her neighbors through their windows?
Like she was tattling on them and everything. I saw something, was it 65% of engaged couples have postponed their wedding because of everything that's going on.
Yeah.
I think it's a secret wedding because there are defiant people. So I'm getting married.
And what was B again?
B was people not wearing masks.
I want to go B.
All right. Well, you should have went A with Zach because it is a secret wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. There's a catch. There's a twist.
Oh, okay.
It was a wedding of Barbie dolls. She posted pictures of a Barbie doll and a One Direction doll having a wedding. And she posted it as if it was a real wedding. Like, everybody knew it was a joke.
Uh-huh.
But she used her fancy cameras and everything and had the ceremony, had the reception,
so it
had the
real.
Honeymoon. And it looked real. But everybody could tell, like, okay, these aren't real people. But she took it very serious.
But did she get in trouble for it? Did somebody think it was real?
No, she never got in trouble. She just got caught she got doing it. Nope. That's why I never said. No, but she took it very seriously.
Okay.
And so she's bored. So she's like, I'm going to use all these cameras.
There have been a couple of those stories, because I guess we've all forgotten that cameras and video and stuff existed before the coronavirus. So there was some comedy club that was airing live streams of old
ones,
stand-up comedy, and the police raided the place thinking they were open. Like, yo, just call over. I mean, come on. All right, Monica, batter up. What do you got?
Okay, so a lot of restaurants are closed. Well, restaurant, they find what after lockdown? So they're trying to renovate and everything. They find what? Right. A, a wedding ring. B, a family of squirrels. C, 300 bottles of sanitizer.
Huh.
I'm going with the sanitizer.
Yeah, but why would we have been burying sanitizer before any time before 3 days ago? I'm going to go with a wedding ring. Just a random wedding ring.
Well, Zach, you are correct again.
Correct.
Because, okay, this couple from New York, they were hanging out in Florida right before everything. Well, this was actually a year ago.
Okay.
So, yes, way before everything. And guy, he was eating this greasy food, and his ring slipped off.
Okay.
While there, but he couldn't find it. Well, just a few days ago, the restaurant owner, he's cleaning up and everything else, and he finds a ring, and he posts the ring on Facebook. And, of course, the couple's like, yeah, that's it. So that's what they found.
See, and you know how I knew that was the answer, Antoine? I hadn't seen the story. It was just, I knew of those three choices, it was the most boring one that Monica's imagination would never come up with. I'm like, that's way too boring for Monica's imagination.
That makes sense.
Forget it.
Yeah.
What?
Nope. That makes sense.
Family of squirrels rubbing Purell all over each other. That's how Monica rolls. Thank you very much. All right, we're getting our homework next. It's Binge Watch Tuesday. MTV's making some cool stuff available also online. I'll let you know about. But Antoine's going to give us a movie homework next on the thing. All right, Monica, we're going to have to do our best because Antoine's going to give us homework.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
What day is it?
It's Tuesday.
Are you sure?
I feel confident.
I don't know. I heard a guy earlier say it was Monday.
That guy was wrong.
Are you sure?
Yes, and that's me putting it very nicely.
Because that guy sounded pretty smart when he was talking. He was like a radio host.
I'm trying to be very nice right now.
It's Tuesday.
He was incorrect. He made a mistake.
Zeke Jerkson, is that his name? Zeke Jerkson?
He made a blunder.
I'm going to get an F on this homework.
No, but I mean, you guys like movies, and Monica likes like 10 minutes of movies.
True.
And so this movie right here is only an hour and 37 minutes. It's like on the short end of films.
Like a regular sort of movie length, not wicked long or anything. So we figured we would do as we're just trying to find stuff that's fun to talk about and whatever is a little movie education. So we're going to take turns where somebody on the show's got a movie that they really like that the other two haven't really seen.
Yes.
And say, look, watch this. I love this movie. Please tell me what you think of this movie. And we will either pick it apart or support it or a little bit of both. I don't know.
And I feel confident that Monica hasn't seen it. Zach, you might have seen this movie, but if you've seen it, you haven't seen it in a long time.
Okay.
So it'd be time to bring it back.
Because it's 1985.
1985.
God, is it in color? I don't even know.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Very grainy color. But it's a movie. It's funny. It has like dark comedy, mystery type movies. Like whodunit, 1985, starring Tim Curry. Hendrix is not on board.
Is he playing ninja?
Is he playing distract Antoine and Zach?
I like it. That's a good
game. I don't look.
Keep doing it. Keep playing.
All right. The movie is called Clue.
Oh, Clue. Okay.
It's Clue the movie. Have you ever seen it?
You know what's interesting about the movie Clue is I have heard amazing things about it. And I have friends that I mean, they love it. It's a cult classic. I've never actually seen the movie.
I love this movie because even when you think the movie's over, it's not over. And then there's more and there's this and it goes left and it goes right.
And it's based on the board game.
It's based on the board game. That's the characters from the board game, which I've never actually played the board game
before.
You've
never played Clue.
I've never played that game before.
Huh.
But the characters in the movie are based off the characters of the game with a lot of twist and like dark humor. Yeah. And
I think it's safe to say it's the only successful board game to movie leap, where it was a board game and it became a movie, because Jumanji wasn't a real board game. Okay, it was a movie based on a board game.
You tell me right now, 2020 Jumanji's not a real board game. Somebody need to put a piece back.
Oh, I know. There's something. The elephant's been running up and down.
Where
the street.
Are they at? Where are the wolves?
But yeah, so Clue. All right, so Monica and I are going to each watch Clue, which Antoine says is it's on Amazon Prime.
It's on Amazon Prime. Right. I double checked it last night.
Perfect.
And, you know, I want you guys to watch it. Watch it with an open eye, with an open heart.
Uh-huh.
And just figure out if you like it, if you don't like it, what you do like, what you don't like. Okay. You have a week. So and Monica, next Tuesday, come back.
There's no rules here. You don't have to like it. You can pick it apart and think it's stupid. Or, well, or you can like
there's
it.
There's one rule. Right.
What's that?
You have to watch the entire movie. You can't, even if you don't like it early on, you have to finish the movie.
Okay. I think that's fair. You that's don't even have to thing. Do it. You
I can do
have
that.
To be in one sitting. Because it's going to take Monica 17 minutes a day.
As long as you watch it.
Oh my gosh. With that movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood with Brad Pitt, it took forever because the movie's already like 3 hours. So
it's boring.
Between bathroom breaks.
You said that movie's boring? Is it?
From the 10 minutes that I saw I couldn't make it past
that movie. All right. So we're going to watch Clue. I should point out MTV has put full episodes of classic shows like Cribs and Punk'd on YouTube for free.
Okay.
So if you want to watch some of those, some of those old. If you have never seen the episode where they go to Method Man and Red Man's house,
it's just Red Man. It's just Red Man's house.
I couldn't remember. I thought I'd say both just to cover my bases.
Nope, it's Red Man.
Red Man's house is the best episode of MTV.
And a fun fact about that, MTV, before they filmed it, they saw his house and they said, okay, we want to have you on. We would like for you to rent another house and rent some cars to put in front of your house.
And he said no.
He goes, no, this. He goes, my mother would watch this episode and be like, that ain't your stuff.
Yeah.
So he had to show where he
was. It's the best episode. If you've never seen it, go watch it. It'll add a new dimension to the phrase dollar box in your entire life. So funny. So go enjoy. All right, we're going to watch Clue.
It's the K92 Morning Thanks. Yeah. Most viral.
I mean, of course, Monica saw the story about the naked guy.
Of course she did.
Yeah.
I mean, it just popped up.
You probably wrote it.
Of course. And you have to say that it just popped up. How dare you use such puns in this situation? You just leave it out there.
Yes, nothing. All right.
I do want to, if you want to talk to Psychic Susanna, now I want to say leave me hanging, and I'm not allowed to.
No.
If you would like to talk to Psychic Susanna, Lord help us, go ahead and text in now to 52353. Just let us know. Say, ooh, me, I'd like to talk to her, and a little hand raising emoji or whatever. We're going to set that up for the podcast thing here in about 5 minutes. But yeah, she was broadcasting from home. She's a news reporter, and the story was about, I guess, home grooming tips or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they throw it to her in her live shot, and she's in the bathroom, kind of making it look like she's in the mirror and everything. And what she doesn't realize is her husband is in the shower, which is not in the shot, but in the mirror, you can see into the shower.
Oh, wow.
And it's one of these showers with a glass door, so you get a lot of the husband.
He's just standing there.
He's just standing. Well, yeah,
people definitely want access to their services.
So people won't have to do this much longer.
Right, he's in the background.
In Stockton, Melinda Meza, KCRA 3 News.
Yep. And you know what? At least for him, he's not necessarily even having a bad go of all of this because it wasn't a super clear shot, and people on Twitter are loving him.
He looked good, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right.
Yeah, it's only bad when your photos get leaked when you look bad. You're just like, oh, God, get rid of those. Let's see. Oh, so I put this video up because if you're looking to just kill some time and see the most bizarre and enjoyable video of the day, it's on our Facebook page right now. And the guy doing play-by-play of two dogs chasing a cow into a swimming pool.
Oh, my. So is hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Hilarious.
And that actually happened. I had to go to the video because I'm like, what, is he making this up? No. There was security camera somewhere of two dogs attacking this cow, chasing him into a swimming pool. Cow jumps into the pool. You know what? I don't even need to tell the story. I'll let the guy do it instead.
Two dogs chasing a cow out in somebody's backyard. Oh, dog bites cow. Oh, cow is in the pool. Oh, my good dog is going in the pool after the cow. They are in the deep end. Oh, dog is biting cow. Cow puts him under the water, dunks him. Dog swimming away. We got dog number two on the side of the pool. Dog number one is going after cow again. The cow's under the diving board. Oh, he's getting out the pool. He can't get out. He can't get out. They both stuck in the pool. Oh, my goodness. We got a cowboy coming in. Oh, he's got a lasso. Oh, two cowboys. Cow trying to get out. He's in the shallow end. Lasso. Oh, he's doing the lasso thing. Oh, my goodness. He got the cow with the lasso. Oh, my goodness. First shot.
I'm telling you, I listened to it this morning. I thought he was talking about a cartoon. Like, no, he was just joking.
It's all legit. Everything. He's doing an amazing. He should be on Monday Night Football. He is doing an amazing job commentating on what's happening.
He's on Monday Night Dog Cow Pool Adventures. We don't have sports anymore, Antoine. It's the best thing we have.
You gotta watch.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.